Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Welcome to Ages of Rock. This is episode 66. This week we are talking about our favorite, or what we would consider our ultimate Gene Simmons solo tour set list. And we have my friend Jeff Gerbig tonight. I got your name right, Mr. Ethiopian Pickle.
That's right. Got it right. Attaboy. But,
my friend Jeff is going to... That's a private joke, Bill, so...
Obviously.
Get that stupid look off your face.
It's a food joke.
It's a food joke.
I got that part, too.
Well, Jeff and I have the same problem. Anytime we go to a restaurant and they serve a sandwich and fries and a chip or whatever, they always give everybody else at the table the biggest pickle that you could imagine. And we get stuck with this little bitty skinny piece of shit pickle.
Well, you know why that is, right? There's pictures of you in that restaurant in the bathroom. They're like, give him a life size.
Yeah, it's like
it's a good one.
It's like you guys have small hands, right? You get the smallest pickle. Okay.
But anyway,
I was gonna go a complete look different direction.
Look how big my hand
that,
is.
But I'm gonna wave that one off. I'm just gonna say I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. Now before we dive into our ultimate set list, Dennis wants to talk to you folks about an upcoming podcaster expo we're going to attend.
Yes, we're going to be going to the Rock and Pod Expo in Nashville, Tennessee, and that will be on August 26th. Did I get that right? 26th.
That's correct.
And there's going to be a lot more details coming out soon, but it's in Millennial Hall, I believe, and they're going to be podcasters from all over the United States there, and we're going to be there also, so you can show up and meet us and, you know, punch us in the face if you don't, especially Alan, because I know he gets you mad and everything. But anyway, we're going to give you a bunch more details here. Right now it's in the planning stages and everything, but we'll give you some more information.
Dennis, are you gonna take like 3 Foo Fighter shirts to change throughout the day?
Yeah, because so. I'm fat. I sweat. So
one
I'll
gets
be,
sweaty, you can wear another
it's
one.
It's in August, so I'll be, yeah, I'll go from one.
Oh, there you go, man. There you go. You're gonna wear your Foo Fighters Suns Out, Guns Out shirt? Tank
no,
top?
I'm going to probably actually get an Ages of Rock podcast shirt made up.
You cut the sleeves off? And
yeah, we're going to look really scummy.
Cut the sleeves off and pop our collars.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, it is Nashville. I mean, we're going to have to.
What happened to you, Jeff? You changed something. You changed your background.
Sorry, I just moved. Am I bad?
Your head's...
No, your head just got really small.
Put your camera, put your really camera down.
How's that?
That's better.
There you go.
You're good,
that looks
man.
Like a mugshot. You're good.
And turn to the left.
Yeah. Put some numbers.
Unfortunately, Alan, I have not...
Move it down a little bit more, and I'll put numbers underneath.
I have not had any of those, as far as anyone knows.
Okay. There you go. That's for sure.
Some of us can say that, some of us can't.
All right, so this got us going because we've seen Gene doing some solo shows at, like, comic book conventions or something, right? Isn't that what they are? Like some wizard. Oh, Wizard of Wizarding World. I don't know.
Wizard
Harry Potter.
Wizarding World. Isn't that where Wizzing? You go to the bathroom?
Wizzing well, he did a corporate event here recently, which some of that stuff showed up on YouTube. And then whatever this, like you said, there's this Comic-Con-y kind of thing that's going around that he's been playing with this band. You know, at first it was kind of like, yeah, really. And the videos have been actually fairly good. I mean, it's been...
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
The band is on fire.
He needs a teleprompter. You know, invest in a teleprompter. Don't. You know, and the thing is, everybody does it. Don't worry. Nobody's going to make fun of you.
We want you to have a teleprompter, Gene.
Get a teleprompter, and Gene, please. And I'm doing this from the bottom of my heart.
I have an Amish teleprompter.
There you go. Turn the page. See, and it's on turn the page. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
But no, Gene, out of the bottom of my heart, and just an honest thing.
It's pretty low.
Go see a really good beautician. Get you a new dude. I mean, you can put a wig on when Kiss goes back out. man, look at Runaway. Look at some of those photos that you did back in Hollywood. Your hair can look nice. The helmet. Yeah, the it's just getting old. But anyway, but no, his playing is awesome. Man. He's been just he's on fire.
He's tearing it up.
Is good. And it, the band sound, like I said, the band's on fire. They do great backups. They do the music wise are on key. You know, he has been forgetting some lyrics, but there again, he's trying songs that are not usually played, and I give him credit for that. That's now, where this list came from.
Now, you said something about him forgetting the lyrics. It totally cracks me up. I understand he hasn't probably sang these songs since they recorded them in the studio back in the 70s. But what just totally floors me is the muscle memory he has for those songs, because I watched him play every one of those songs. He never missed a lick on the bass.
They're flawless. They're absolutely flawless. Actually,
I wouldn't say they're flawless, but they're good enough that why can't you remember the lyrics that well?
Well, I bet because I think the bass lines are not that different from a lot of the other bass lines. I mean, they're different, but they're not necessarily. It's not the same. It's not the same muscle memory, I don't think. I don't think it's the same. It's not. I mean, I don't think that it's.
Right.
I think playing is different than singing. I think it would be different.
Says the guy who doesn't play.
Says the guy who doesn't play. It's okay. I can say that's my opinion.
I can forget both. I forget both notes and singing song.
There you go.
But no. Gene's playing has been really good, and I like that setting where they're not. They're not overly killing it. I mean, he's got like one big Ampeg amp behind him. And it's not, you know, because when they're in concert, his amps, I mean, his sound is just so loud, you can't really pinpoint. And when you're listening to these videos, you can actually get that, you know, it's a smaller situation. So his playing is coming out a lot clearer. And it sounds real good, actually. So
cool. Let's roll, man. Let's get into it. It's going to be fun.
So what we decided to do is each one of us were going to pick 15 songs that we thought would make our ultimate set list for a Gene Simmons tour, and discuss why we picked the songs and discuss why we picked the order of the songs.
Okay.
So, Jeff, would you like to go first?
I absolutely will. You want song number one, huh?
Song number uno.
We're going to go through all 15, right? Each person, we're not going to do one, two.
Let's do everybody's at once. That'd be great. I mean, that way,
it's because we've done that other thing before. It's just a mess.
It's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want all 15?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can start with number one. It's cool, but please.
Okay, I did not do these in order of how I would like to see them. Okay. Except for the first song and maybe the last song, the others are just whatever came to mind. Okay. So you guys might do it a little bit differently than I am.
That's okay. That is okay, because we are professionals.
Yep.
I know. I know. I've watched.
Hey, thank you. You're the one. I appreciate it, man. It's awesome.
Somebody besides me watches the show. All right.
The first pick that I went with was Deuce. Just because that song, I think, it's just the quintessential Gene Simmons opening song. I mean, you know, that was the opener for Kiss for many years. You know, when they put the makeup back on, it became the opener again. I mean, that song, it has to lead off the show. That's, you know, my opinion. Number two, Calling Dr. Love, which I knew Alan would like that choice. And you know what? I actually almost forgot about this. I didn't go back and listen to any of the old stuff. I was just going off memory of the stuff that I liked the best. And this was a last minute thing, and I can't believe I forgot it, because it's one of my favorites as well. But and I'm reading mine off of a list that I actually wrote. So, War Machine, number three.
Okay.
Great riff. Number four, Going Blind. Terrific song. And I know I shared with Alan a couple weeks ago or so the inspiration for that song, the mountain song theme from an imaginary Western. If you go back and listen to the mountain song, if you're not familiar with it, Going Blind's basically a total ripoff, at least in the verses. And then the guitar solo in the mountain song is a lot longer than the one that Ace Frehley played. But you can tell pretty much they sat in the studio and said, okay, Ace, play something like this. It's very similar. I'm not a big fan of the mountain song. I think it kind of sucks, but Going Blind, great song.
Well, what was the song by Mountain you said?
Theme from an Imaginary Western.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you can find it real easy on YouTube and wherever else. But
Spotify.
And probably there as well. number five, a little bit of a surprise probably to you guys, because the song was never released by Kiss, but I went with It's My Life, which was later recorded by the former porn star. What was her name? Wendy something.
Wendy Williams?
Wendy Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that song. I don't know how well it would do live. I don't know, but I like that one, so I went with that. Next was Thou Shalt Not from Revenge. Great song. I love that song. I love the whole album. I know you guys do too. Next I went with See You Tonight. Another terrific song. Gene and his Beatles phase there, if you will.
Right.
Eight, and this is probably going to be a surprise, especially to Alan. Alan's going to hate this one. I went with Nobody's Perfect from Sonic Boom. I know Alan hates that album. I don't care.
It's not a bad song, though. It's a good song.
It's okay. You're right.
On that album, it's one of the better songs.
You're right. And it sounds familiar. It sounds like something else that I've heard them do, and I still haven't been able to put my finger on it. But that was the next one. And then Parasite.
Another great song.
Can't go wrong with that. Other than I'm not convinced Gene could sing the lyrics correctly.
Well, that's already been established.
That's a given. What I've seen last week without a teleprompter, no.
And if you go back and you look at one of the Rock the Nation DVDs, I believe, they perform that song, and he just totally destroys it. And he's looking over at Paul like, help me. And Paul's like, nope, you're on your own, son.
If that's the same video, the one that has the multiple angles, yes. I watch Eric Singer playing the drums, because he's just – that drum beat in Parasite is the most complicated thing. So I don't even care what everybody else is doing. I just watch him do that. It's just so cool.
That's the same video.
Great video.
10, I went with Got Love for Sale. And I know we were talking about listening to some of the clips that he played in Cleveland. That was one he did. They did a really good job on that. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Again, he's forgetting lyrics, but hey, teleprompter.
Yeah.
11, I went with Ladies in Waiting.
Good song. And
if we could get Gene from 1975 to sing that song, I think it would be killer. If we get Gene standing up there, you know, half-assing it, it probably doesn't work. But after that, I went with
Jeff, you want the demon to sing those songs,
right?
Not
well,
Gene.
You know, that's
there's a difference. Way. I mean, I think there's a difference.
His, the one that Gene that does this and a
not
lollipop.
That Gene.
Does a little dancing. That's
different guy.
Gene. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. There's a huge difference.
The Gene,
different guy. You know,
the demon.
That's kind of the way I was envisioning it, is the Gene who wrote the song at that time is the one that's out there performing it.
Right.
It's not the one we're going to get, but you're exactly right, Bill. after that, I went with No, 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 which is I like the song. A lot of people that are not fans of 80s Kiss don't like the song, or 80s Gene is a better way maybe to put that. I like it. Two Timer.
Oh, classic.
That's a great song. I love that one. That's a great song, and I think Gene today could probably do a pretty convincing job of it.
I think so too.
If he felt like it. And then Radioactive, which he also did in Cleveland. I thought they did a pretty good version of that. And then last, I had a tie. And I had a tie because I wasn't sure which direction to go. One of them I picked was She. Gene never sang, lead vocals on that song. It was always, he and Paul and sometimes Peter singing that song. But Gene did write the song, or helped write the song.
Right.
And I think with his current band, that's a song that would probably work. With him sharing vocals with one of the other guys, I think that song would work. And then the tie was with Let Me Go Rock and Roll. And I didn't pick that so much because I liked the song, but because Gene, I'm convinced, would do as he did in Detroit, Alan, and start to sing rock and roll all night, before realizing, uh-oh, what am I doing here? And kicking into the proper song. So
that will forever and ever and ever be my favorite Gene Simmons flub.
That was incredible. That's great.
He was all over it, and it's like going,
his eyes went and he's looking over at Paul, and Paul's like, you're your own buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I've watched that a million times. That's funny.
I came across something the other day. I was just randomly looking up some Kiss stuff on YouTube, and I found someone who had a bunch of demos, and they had a Let Me Go Rock and Roll demo on there. And I'm not sure how legit it really is, but it was more of the extended type version that they do when they play the song live, and what appeared on Kiss Alive. That, the Hotter Than Hell version is just, it's just a couple minutes long and doesn't include, any of the extra guitars and all that kind of stuff. So I thought that was really interesting that they possibly demoed the song that way and didn't record it that way.
The box set has that. The box set's got the extended version on it. And actually, they kind of mess up, too.
That's
a producer version.
I have the box set. I'll have to go back and check that out.
Check that out, because I think it's on there, actually, Joe.
That was probably a producer decision.
Right.
Probably, we want the songs to be two and a half minutes long. Right. 3 minutes max.
They were looking for radio play.
They were looking for a hit. And, yeah.
That album?
Especially, well, at that time, they were looking for any hit because they were.
Yeah.
It was Big Trouble City.
Yep. That's my list.
That's a good list.
That's a great list, man. That's a good list. I'd sit through that list. You guys sit through that list?
Hell yeah.
I would even sit through the Sonic Boom song. I wouldn't even go pee. If I was going to go pee during the show, though, it would be that song.
Yeah.
I like Gene's songs on Sonic Boom and on Monster. Really. I like not all of them, but I like more of those songs on those albums than I do.
Came close to getting a song off there, and I twisted.
Well, I just think those two albums struggled for me because they were just so Paul Stanley produced, and not that it just they could have been better albums had we had a different producer. We've had that discussion before, but I think
different
that
producer
there was not bad.
There
was not bad material on there. I think the way some of that stuff was produced was. Cause some problems. That's
self-producing is never good.
Not a good thing. People, move on. Spend some money, Gino.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
Speaking of moving on, who wants to go next?
I don't know. Who
you guys
want to
go next or what? I'll go next. You whatever.
Go, Bill.
Doesn't matter.
Go, Bill.
All right. Well, Jeff's gonna like this because I started out heavy. My first song is Unholy. If you're going to go with Gene, go big, go strong, go hard right off the bat.
Okay.
Second song, and that's because Revenge is one of my top three favorite albums. So you're going to see a Revenge in here.
I thought about that today.
And it's also one of the only two Kiss albums that ever had a Gene song lead off.
That's true. The other song, the next song number two is War Machine. And when I listened to those and I created my set list back to back, those songs are pretty powerful. Whether you like, I mean, some people like War Machine, some don't, but that beat and that, you know, it's very similar to Unholy. They kind of they meshed well
that's
together.
A great riff. That's a great riff. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
And he recorded the guitar too, didn't he? On the actual album.
Yeah, he actually played that. Yeah.
Number three for me is Two Timer, which is one of my favorite Kiss songs ever. I love that song. I think you do a great job with it. Went to Rock and Roll Over for a little ladies' room. You can't have a Gene song without
some ladies' room. I forgot that one. That's a good call.
Yep. Number four, Let Me Go Rock and Roll. To me, that's a classic Gene song. Number five, I thought we'd kind of been going, so we might take a little break. So for me, a little break would be Going Blind, an acoustic version of Going Blind, like they did on the Unplugged set. I thought that'd be kind of cool in the middle of a set, take a little break. And then follow that by She. And I agree. I think She would be a great song in that set. I think he could pull it off and the band would help him. Then I did a little swerve, and this is where things are going to get a little crazy for some of you. So I did a little 80s Kiss thing here. So I did some Secretly Cruel.
Excellent.
Love that song. And Thief in the Night from Crazy Nights, which is one of my favorite Gene songs. The beat of that song, and I just really like that song. And then I went way crazy, and I picked Naked City off Unmasked.
I thought you were going to say something off of The Elder.
No. If you see my scratch list, you will not see an Elder song on there. Anyway, so I went with Naked City. And actually, when you listen to those, She and those three or four songs together, it really didn't sound too bad. Then Naked City, and it's, you know, Naked City's kind of popish or whatever. So then I went back to a little Carnival of Souls, and I got Hate on there. Back to the Demon.
There you go, Dennis.
Back to the Demon. Then went to Lick It Up with Fits Like a Glove. Number 12 for me is Got Love for Sale after Fits Like a Glove, and we're going to finish the set with Domino.
I knew you were going to get that song.
I told you, dude.
Revenge coming in there. I knew that.
And then we're going to come back with an encore of Radioactive, and we're going to finish the show with God of Thunder.
Good show.
No blood spitting.
No flying, no of that bullshit.
None of that flying crap. But you know, I cut out a bunch of shit, man. I was like, can we do like 20 songs? Because 20 songs are great.
Yeah. When I started working on my list,
I'm not gonna lie to you. I did write down down one song from The Elder.
I did too. I had it and I changed
but,
it up.
It got cut first.
World Without Heroes.
When I counted the number of songs, that's not going in there. Quick. Yeah. Yeah, because I really thought when I was putting this together that Going Blind and then A World Without Heroes and then hitting something really hard to kind of get out of that, like, you know, ballady kind of thing. Right. But I just couldn't put it in there. just couldn't do it.
That's a solid set.
Yeah, when I started my list, I started out with like 29 songs, and I pared out from there.
Yeah, I think I had 22 is what I started with, and you know, getting 7 songs out of a 22 list is kind of hard. I mean,
yeah,
if you really get, is, Alan, if you can get Jeff's list or have him send it to you, make a Spotify list of his, and I've done mine, and we'll do one of Bill's, and we'll put all these up on our website too.
Yeah, Bill, so you send your list to Dennis, and Jeff sends his list to me.
I'll send you a couple screenshots, man.
That's fine. That'd be fine. That would work out. It'll take a second to do it.
You want to go next, Dennis, or you want me to go?
Sure, why not? unless you want to go.
Go.
All right.
We'll save the best for last.
Then I'll go last.
we already know Dennis sucks.
All right.
Jeff,
I went a little bit different.
Hold on a second. Jeff, if you roll your eyes any harder, they're going to fall out of your head. All right, Dennis, go ahead.
All right. Jeff fits right in here with this group. Anyway.
He does.
Do you think
I went a little bit different on this. I went to, you know what, we've heard Gene. I did put a couple of staples in, but we've heard Gene do a lot of these songs way too many times. So mine's going to be a little eclectic. So anyway.
Dennis and I are on the same path.
Okay. Well, I mean, so, I think we all kind of, but I think we've all kind of, you know, Jeff and I both picked some stuff that you don't hear him play.
And there was stuff that you mentioned that I like forgot about too. I was like, shit.
I specifically did not pick Christine 16. I did not pick Calling Dr. Love for those very reasons. I've heard
the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Go ahead.
So anyway, number one, you're going to start out with Hate. I love that song. Carnival of Souls is one of my favorite albums. I mean, it's just different. And we never got to see any of those live. So that was, I mean, and that
unless
is,
you went to an expo.
Yeah, exactly. But Hate to me is the quintessential Gene song. But if you back it up with this next song, this number two, Unholy, you're getting back to back. I mean, these are the two Gene songs. I mean, this is going to knock you off your seat right there with these two. Third song coming out is Watching You. Now that is a song that they've done quite a bit, but I love that song. That first ba-doom, that bass line, I mean it's just yep. I mean it just I love it. And I went in kind of a specific order too. If you're gonna do a Gene show, it's gonna be kind of a not quite perfectly in time, but this is the way it goes. Then you're going to go from Watching You to Two Timer, which I think a lot of us have already had that song, into Ladies Room. Then we're going to go to Rock and Roll Over and get a little Love Him and Leave Him.
I almost picked that one too. Good song.
That's one of my favorite ones.
It was hard not to pick an album. You know, it was hard for me at least to look at Rock and Roll Over and not pick more than one or two songs off that album. I struggled with it.
He was at his prime at that point, and there was a lot of great songs on that album.
Yeah, I struggled with that one.
After Love Him and Leave Him, I brought up Almost Human. I off Love Gun. I love that song. From there, I went to Burning Up with Fever. I like that song off his album. Is that one of the clips that he's doing too on that?
No, he did Radioactive.
Okay, it was Radioactive. Yeah. But I went back and listened to his solo album. That's one of the songs I just think it's just different, and I like it. From there, we're going to go back to Carnival of Souls with Childhood's End. It's a deep song. I mean, it's kind of got that Beatlesque kind of voice that he uses. And it's just good Gene songs.
You know, a good Gene song off that album too is I Confess.
Yeah,
I really like that song, but I don't think in concert it'd be very good.
Right.
Because of the music, but that's another album I think that his songs were probably better than.
And that's probably one of my heaviest albums on my list. All right, so from Childhood's End, we're going to go back to his solo album with Mr. Make Believe. I like that song. I think him just doing kind of an acoustic kind of version. The all kind of a little acoustic version of that one. Next one I picked was another one I actually dropped out. I was going to do World Without Heroes because I thought get like three slow ones and then kick it back in. But the last minute, I completely forgot about We Are One off of Psycho Circus. And when I was – what? Was you going to pick that one?
I'm only laughing because Noah earlier said, I can't believe you don't have We Are One on there. That is the essential Kiss song. I'm like,
no, when Cycle Circus came out, and I used to pick Mexa from daycare every day from work, and I had Cycle Circus CD in my car. Every time, the second he got in the car, We Are One, Dad, I want to hear We Are One, and we'd listen to that song over and over and over, and I completely forgot about it till today. But and I went back and listened, I was like, oh shit, I gotta have that song in there. So anyway, once we've had these three, Childhood End, Mr. Make Believe, and We Are One, then we're gonna kick some shit up here, or people are gonna fall asleep. So we're gonna go to Creatures of the Night and do a little Saints and Sinner. I think that's one of my favorite songs off of Creatures. After that, we're gonna go back to Carnival with In My Head. I like that song. That bass line when it comes out. That's another. Like I said, that was a great Gene album. I liked a lot. Last two songs we're gonna put a little fun back into it, do a little plaster caster. And then we're gonna finish the show off with one of my favorite songs off of Live 2, Larger Than Life. Because that's Gene himself. That's the ending song.
Man, I forgot about that one. What did I tell you?
I worked on this list.
Yeah.
Some of the ones in the middle, they could be switched around, but the opening and closer, that's Gene.
Yeah, I would agree. That's good. That's a good list, man.
Follow that one out.
Well, you know, I like the Carnival of Souls was definitely. I mean, you definitely had that going. I mean, I like that part. I like that album. That's one of my favorites too.
I almost dropped In My Head because the music portion of that song is not good. Like you said, there was another one that was kind of odd, and I don't think it would work.
Hey, Bruce, you want to come on the show?
No, I didn't.
No,
say,
not the, not the, just, the playing the, was bad.
The
it was
song
just,
is just kind of odd. Yeah. It's an off.
It's weird.
Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. But the singing portion of it is, it's good. I mean, it's just one of those things I would like to hear it. Yeah. Now everybody else might take a shit break at that point.
But actually, that was one that was on my list that got cut because.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I put it together. I was like, this doesn't fit anywhere. Right. I was having trouble getting it to fit in the list.
Well, and I had that.
That's why I cut it, because when I got down, I had too many. I was like, I like that song too. It was on my list and it was in there. And then I was like, it doesn't fit anywhere.
Yeah, it almost got cut three times. And I kept thinking, same deal. It doesn't fit, but you know what?
It's cool. I'd love to hear that. That'd be the bomb. Okay, Turn that shit up till 11.
Amaze us with your list. Let's hear it.
All right, I went a kind of a different direction.
Oh, God.
I picked a lot of songs that Gene has never done live or that Kiss has never done live. I started out with Radioactive, you know, and I based that on the intro. It's got that circusy sound to it, you know, and that's what
it does make a good intro.
And that's what they did when they did it in Cleveland. Is they did that little intro part, and then the band started. You know, I like the way they did it with that song. I like the way they did it with Psycho Circus, you know, with some kind of intro, and then come right into the song. I thought that was a really cool way to start a show, and I really liked that song the way they did it live. And that's Radioactive is my favorite song off of the solo album. Burning Up with Fever.
That's why Burning Up with Fever is
my second favorite, but, you know, I tried not to. And I did fail. There were a couple albums that got two songs on there. But I also tried to keep it to one Gene song from per album. You know, but
I didn't do that.
Yeah. But that's okay.
That's why I picked that, though, for my encore. To start the encore was Radioactive. So that's I used the same thing.
Encore, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
My second pick was Got Love for Sale. You know, and again, I saw him do that on the Cleveland videos, and I thought that was really cool. And that's what I have three albums on here that have two songs apiece. Good Lord. I failed. We're game over. Let's turn the show off.
We're going to start over.
All right. Song number three, All the Way off the Hotter Than Hell album. You know, they did that one on the Rock the Nation tour. And I was there.
That was another good screw up. I don't know that it's on the DVD, but I have a bootleg from one of the shows.
Well, they did instant live of every one of those shows.
I want to say it was maybe somewhere in Virginia, maybe, where they introduced the song. Like, Paul, I don't know if he's just fucking with Gene or what, but he introduces the song, and Gene starts to play it like three different times. And
that
Paul
was hilarious.
Him. Yes. That I don't was that on the DVD?
No, that's one of the instant live shows. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. I want to say it was like DC, Virginia area. I have two bootlegs from that tour, and one of them is there, and the other one I want to say is like maybe somewhere in North Carolina, like maybe Charlotte area.
Yeah.
But yes, they did All the Way, and Gene
start counting it in, and Paul start talking again.
And Paul, he starts counting the song in, and Paul interrupts him like three times. And you know that was done on purpose.
Well, yeah, I thought after that tour that the band might implode on itself again. But they survived.
Hmm? So you're looking like the...
Lisa's flashing him.
Cheshire Cat.
No. I texted Noah and told him that you had put We Are One in your list. And he sent a thing back, said, yeah, baby. We just came downstairs and he sent over there going, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead,
you said Noah thought my list sucked. Remember earlier?
Well, it's with the exception of that song, it does. So.
That's karma. That's karma, baby.
All right. Song number four on my list is X-Ray Eyes. Gene's only got two songs on Dynasty album, and I love both of those songs, and I struggled Charisma, X-Ray Eyes. Well, I've heard him do Charisma, so let's throw X-Ray Eyes in the. But I mean, whatever. That's my pick. If you don't like it, then oh well.
So what? It's your pick, man.
All right. And then we're going to follow that up with Ladies in Waiting.
Did we all pick that song?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't either. I thought
somebody
I did.
Else picked Two Timer. I like.
Sorry,
Jeff picked it. I think.
Yeah, I picked Ladies in Waiting.
Yep. I tell you what, anything off of Dress to Kill is good. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
And then for song number six, we're going to slow things down kind of a bit, and we're going to take a leap into the '80s with Trial by Fire. Gene is always bashing 80s Kiss, and I have two 80s Gene Simmons songs on here that I think are much better than he gives himself credit for. And to me, Trial by Fire is Gene's shining moment in the 80s. That is by far my favorite non-makeup Gene Simmons song. And after that one, we're going to jump back to 1976 and do a little Sweet Pain.
You know, I almost put that.
I don't care if he's wearing makeup. I don't care if he's got his Darth Vader helmet hair on or what. Do that fucking song, dude. That is the only song off of Destroyer Kiss has not done live.
Right.
So that was kind of. And then the next song, Almost Human, and we're not spitting blood on this tour, but we are going to breathe fire. And we're going to do it at the... And I know you really can't breathe fire with kerosene in your mouth and then start singing because you're going to choke or get poisoned or something. But I would do the fire breathing. You know, at the very beginning... at the very beginning of the song, you know, when the gong comes in, that would be when the fire... And then he starts singing. I think that would be so cool.
We'll just extend that part. Just extend it out a little bit and then he could come in.
Yeah. He can just take a swig of water and spit his mouth on the floor like he always does anyway.
Yeah, I love that song.
All right, and now after Sweet Pain, we're going to jump back to the Asylum album and do some Secretly Cruel. That's another one that's... It's not a shining moment, but it's not a bad song either.
Right.
Did I already say? Okay, never mind. After that, we're going to go to Not for the Innocent. Actually, I did get my songs out of order. I wanted Secretly Cruel before Almost Human.
Right.
And then out of Almost Human into Not for the Innocent. Because that is just a mean song, I guess. It's kind of, well, you know the subject matter of the song. So.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have a little fun, jump back to the Love Gun album and do Love 'Em and Leave 'Em.
Yeah.
And he's got a...
Album.
Do what?
It's not in Love Gun.
That's on Rock and Roll Over.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sorry.
Well, you corrected us, so somebody else won't.
Yeah. Sorry, Billy.
But my criteria for Gene doing Love 'Em and Leave 'Em, whether he's got makeup on or not, is he has to prance around just as corny as he did in the Love 'Em and Leave 'Em video. Yes. Where he does it.
Yeah, it's all mechanical. He's like the showbiz pizza fucking Gene.
All right, and then we're going to follow Love 'Em, Leave 'Em up with See You in Your Dreams, and that is the Rock and Roll Over version, not the solo album version, because even though he says he did it because he didn't like the way the band did it, I think he's wrong. I don't care what you think about your own song, Gene, you're wrong.
Yeah.
All right, and then we're going to close that set out with Rock and Roll Hell. And then the band's going to prance off the stage after they've blown a bunch of shit up. And then when they're going to come back out for the encore to Gene's other shining moment, in my opinion, with Good Girl Gone Bad off of the Crazy Nights album. And then we're going
weird here.
Yeah. And then we're going to end the show with Paralyzed off of Revenge.
Yes. I almost picked that one, too. That's a great song. I love that song.
I noticed nobody picked Rock and Roll All Night. And nobody picked When You Wish Upon a Star.
You know, I actually thought that's when. Remember the one I told you yesterday? I said, "I bet you fuckers are going to do something yeah. weird at the end." But you know what you could do? You could actually play that song first over the PA. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, if I was going to play "When You Wish Upon a Star" over the PA, I would do it after the encore was over and the band was tearing down.
And then
play "When You Wish Upon a Star."
Kind of an ending.
When the roadies are out there tearing their shit down.
Right.
That's how.
You know, I went to see Eric Clapton in St. Louis on his last big tour, and it was a really interesting show because he started out kind of with some slow blues stuff, some of which I had not heard before, and then in the middle of the set, he comes out and they do an acoustic performance. And they did about four songs. Of course, he did Tears for Heaven, which, you know, was a huge hit for him. You know, I could see something like that working with Gene, too. You know, you talk about, you know, See You Tonight and Going Blind and some stuff like that. I mean, I think that concept would work with his group as well. And then, you know, once Clapton did that, then he went full, you know, heavy blues, I'm going to show off how great I can play Clapton and brought the audience back. But it was a nice change of pace in the middle of the show.
A lot of bands have done that, though. Like Stone Temple did that years ago. You know, Foo Fighters have done that where they come out and actually have a little stage drop down and they do like an acoustic, a full acoustic set and then go back to rock and balls again.
Yeah.
There was a lot of songs on Gene's album that, like Always Near You, Somewhere to Hide. I'd like to hear that done, but there's so much orchestration, and a lot of his songs on his solo album are good songs. If they stripped them down to, like you said, in acoustic versions of those, they would be kind of cool. But
I agree.
I don't see how you can do those songs because, you know, Gene had everybody in the kitchen sink in the studio, you know, doing dubs and stuff.
We laugh about the Wish Upon a Star thing, but Clapton actually closed that show with Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right. That'd be cool, though.
You know, and it was. It was. But, you know, just goes to show you, you know, it can be done.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like I said, I had a couple other, like I said, I took off the one from The Elder. I actually went back and tried to put a Gene's 80s song on. And, dude, I went through, you know, every album yesterday and listened to the Gene songs. And, dude, I just couldn't bring myself to bring. There was only one that I thought about bringing in, and it was off. I can't remember which one it was off of. It may have been off of. Maybe it was Hell or High Water. I don't know. Remember what. But then there was off of Monster.
Yeah,
there
Hell was High that Water one about was one of my honorable mentions.
And then Monster, that one that's where is it at? Damn it, where? What the hell's the Devil Is Me. I like that song a lot too. But there again, it's kind of like that other song off Carnival. It's just really weird. It's got a weird beat, and it's just it doesn't quite fit. You know, it doesn't quite flow because I was trying to get that flow going on the song list. But anyway. But I'm you
so
know
what else though? What else did you have that you cut out? I mean, do we want to talk about the honorable mentions songs that didn't make the set list?
I had a hard time getting 15, to be honest.
Did you really?
Because I don't like any 80s Gene. So there again, you know, I had the older stuff, but and then the thing was I didn't want to include Calling Dr. Love, the stuff that's just
that was
well, I didn't either.
So once I did that and don't include any 80s Gene or anything once past Psycho Circus, I had 16 when I was done.
Alan, did you have Calling Dr. Love in your list?
I did not.
Nope.
I didn't think so. Like song, that's like it? Your favorite song, dude.
It is my favorite song, but I went with a set list of songs that I had not heard before.
I put my favorite songs on the list.
I wanted a set list of something different. But I did get some of my other favorite Gene Simmons songs in there. You know, The Secretly Cruel,
again,
Trial by Fire, Good Girl Gone Bad, Paralyzed, you know, a lot of those. I struggled with some of the songs off of Rock and Roll, well, Calling Dr. Love is on Rock and Roll Over. But there were a couple of songs on Rock and Roll Over I struggled with wanting to put on there. A couple of songs off of Creatures of the Night. Because, you know, somebody else mentioned Saint and Sinner. Killer lack of a better term, Killer's a killer good. Song.
I you almost know. Put that one down, too. That
I actually was, had Killer it, under...
I was trying to say something, and you just talked right over me again. That was Killer, good. Fuck off. Killer, for lack of a better term, is a killer song. There, I got it in. Now, right. Continue your
interrupt. Actually had that as my second song.
Yeah, but
they changed it out, and then they changed it out and put War Machine on instead.
Yeah.
See, that is,
Killer was my second song.
That's been burnt.
Mama's
shit.
Home. See,
well, I know that.
I left off. I know. I think Bill and Dennis both. I don't know about you, Alan, but you mentioned Unholy. I love that song, but I never liked the way Kiss did it live. I just don't think it worked live.
Right.
So that's why I didn't include that one on my list.
And that's how. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I'm done.
That's how I feel about Within off of Psycho Circus. I love the studio version of that song, but live, man, polishing a turd.
I saw that in Terre Haute, and it was the most. It was a fucking train wreck, dude. I mean, it was.
I
like,
was there at that show,
and they did. They did that song
Holman,
the whole tour.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, at the Holman, it was like the drums were. You know, Peter couldn't play the fucking thing. Everything was just jacked up. I mean, it was. I mean, it was. I actually felt sorry. I mean, I was like going, God, let's let it get over. Cause it's, I know how that goes when it starts rolling down the hill and it's, you know, it's just like, this shit ain't gonna get any better, dude. It's just
like when I'm sitting here doing a live feed and you're like, cut it off.
Exactly. Cause I mean, you can't save it at that point. That's right. It's a fucking rolling snowball and it's just going, it's gone. Just fucking let's just write it out.
That's the kind of thing that happens whenever you perform a song with a drummer who didn't play the song.
Do you think it was Peter's fault that song didn't work?
No. Peter's a contributing factor why the song didn't work live. But there was so much stuff going on. I mean, the backing vocals alone in that song going on, you can't replicate that live.
It's not an atypical Kiss song anyway. And then, like I said, once they start playing, and they're just, I know, like I said, I don't think they could do it. Now, if Gene had and like you were saying, Unholy, you said that you didn't think it sounded good live either.
Yeah.
This backing band he's got is pretty fucking good. I think they could pull shit off. They could pull shit off that Kiss maybe in the day couldn't pull off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, I
like the fact that he has three guitar players. Because it's like he's trolling Kiss fans. Because, you know, as much as we love the band, that's pretty simple music for the most part. And the fact that they have three guitar players on stage, to me, it's like he's, you know, this is a guy that never cared about musicianship. And he's got three guitarists out there.
Is he trolling Kiss fans or is he trolling Paul?
Well, that's a valid point, too.
And that one dude looks just like Randy Rhoads, man.
The other one looks like Zach Wilde.
He does.
Dude, he's just like, he even has a stance. I was watching him the other day. I was like going, well, it was during Almost Human. He's doing that kind of lead, that kind of thing. I'm like going, dude, that looks just like Randy Rhoads. Well, it was like right on the day he died or close to it.
It's funny
you
mentioned that, Dennis, because Jeff and I were having a text conversation about those videos the other day. And he asked who was in the band, and I said Randy Rhoads and Zach Wilde.
Yeah. I was just trying to figure out who the guitar players were, and that's the response that I got.
Yeah,
he's got a tight band though, and like I said, Gene's bass playing sounds good.
All right, I had let's see, what else did I have on my list? I didn't cut. I had Deuce on there. I got cut. I didn't. I struggled with it. I had it in my head. It got cut. I had X-Ray Eyes on there.
I had nothing off Dynasty.
You know,
there are so many people
that hate those Gene songs off of Dynasty, but I think they're great.
Those are good songs.
I don't hate them. It's just one of those things where I didn't want to hear it in this concert. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to get the best concert.
The other 80s song I had on here that got cut was Lonely as the Hunter. I think that's a cool song.
That's a good song too, yeah.
But, yeah.
80s Kiss, I don't like it. Sorry.
You know what? They're... there was a couple that I didn't hear anybody mention, and one is Colton Jean. Well, yeah. We know better.
What's that song like?
We know better than to mention that one, but Cold Gin.
Yeah.
And Nothing to Lose.
Yeah. You know one that I did have?
Yeah, Nothing to Lose is one that they play. I just picked a different one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always been a Peter song. It's one of those, or Eric or whoever's drumming.
Yeah, I consider that. I consider that a Peter song, really.
Yeah, I get that. And I think, I mean, for me personally, it wasn't so much who was singing as much as, you know, those are kind of songs that you're kind of fatigued over, for lack of a better way of putting it.
I had, I actually originally had Let Me Know down on the album, or on the list. But I forgot that Paul sang half that song.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to him, like, and I started listening to him, like, going, man, because I made my list, and I'm, that was one of the first, you know, the earlier ones, because I went through kind of
aluminum. Aluminum.
Chronological.
There you go. But anyway, and that was one of the earlier ones. And then I'm listening to it, and I'm going, yeah, that's fucking cool. And then all of a sudden I'm going, shit, Paul's singing half the damn song. So I poofed that one off real quick. That's why I was like, eh, shit, I'll find something else I like. But I do like that song. That's a cool song.
Anyway. Cool. So that's pretty cool. I think that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Made me think a little bit. I had to go back and listen to stuff. And now, I actually listened to this set list a couple of times.
Yeah. 15 song Paul list. That's going to be tough.
That's going to be tough,
okay,
man.
Dennis, look on Spotify. I've already made my list public for you. So
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll do that too. I need to make.
Then that means it's trash.
Yay!
Just share it to our page if you want to. Just share it to the. I kind of forgot how to do that to make it public, because mine's been on mine for 2 days or for a day now.
Go up into the same spot where I told you to make it private.
Well, anyway, yeah, I'll get it. I know.
Well, we're gonna wrap it up, fellas.
Let's wrap it, man.
Wrap.
I've got nothing else.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Our ultimate Kiss tour set, or our ultimate Gene tour set lists.
There you go.
So check us out, agentsofrock.com. Find us on Stitcher Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Hey, I got all that right the first try. Woohoo!
You did. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
He practiced for you here.
No, if I practice it, I messed it up. And Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jeff.
Always fun busting balls back and forth through text all day. Breaks up the monotony. Now we get
to
bust.
I'm just glad
balls.
To have the only one with hair. You know.
And on that note, fuck you, Dennis, and everybody else. Peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.